KD9HAY Mobile.
This is KI9NG Mobile.
W9DLP Mobile.
K9PWT in the mobile standby.
K9PJT, is that right? That's Phil. You're in the W9LY. That's a long haul for some RF.
K9PWT. I got this new antenna on my truck. It works good in the mountains here in Montana, over.
You've got a different courtesy tone too. The W9LY lets me know. But how are you making it in?
Where am I at? 604010, your bar node.
Oh, okay. So you're on repeater phone then, huh?
Yeah. How does the audio sound? I tried to adjust it a little bit earlier, but it's hard to tell with the signal dropping. It keeps going in and out here. I'm literally in the middle of nowhere.
It's interesting. It's plenty good enough. It's kind of... Yeah, I think you're getting a little bit of excess compression from it being, losing packets here and there, but it's good, it's fine. A little hollow, little metallic, but otherwise, great.
Yeah, well, I would assume it had a more digital tone to it. I am on a Bluetooth headset, obviously. But the audio coming out of my headphones, out of my speakers, sound good.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it was kind of happenstance that you found me here. I don't have any All-Star notes hooked up at the moment. Just the one at the house, you know. I'm driving home, and I'm tuned in to the W9LY coming in on... Coming in via RF, probably got a little staticky right there. But it sounds great. Did you ever figure out anything with the 7550 and the DMR stuff? Oh, no, I didn't copy anything. Maybe I lost you. KI9NG. K9BWT, KI9NG.
W8MEL, W8MEL, this is K8LIR calling.
Check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location
when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net could be any topic, question, project you're working on, or even just the radio and antenna you're working on, or even a radio check if you want to see how you're coming into net control here. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask club officer check-ins first, followed by short-time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All right, I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now. Okay, I guess it's just me for club officers so far. I'm the club treasurer. But we will move on to mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
K9RKY, short-time.
Okay, acknowledging N9RKY and KD9HAY. N9RKY, Todd, do you have anything for the net?
I just wanted to make a quick check-in. Got things going on here. Took me a little walk outside at 5.7 degrees is what my temperature gauge says here. I don't know what the normal one, what like the airport is doing, but I hope that thing's wrong. It's definitely chilly out there. Anyway, I don't really have anything. I'll turn it back over to you, Kurt. Good hearing you, and hello to everybody on the net. And with that, I'll say 7-3 and 9-RKY.
Okay, Todd, very good. Well, thank you for checking in, and I don't think it's too far off. My watch says 8 degrees, which should be close to the airport temperature, I would think. So, yeah, stay warm out there. Don't get too cold. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY. No, nothing. Hope everyone's managing to stay warm in this. Doesn't look like we're going to get much of a warm-up anytime soon, but good seeing everybody on Saturday, and hope everyone had fun and a good time, and thanks for taking the net tonight, Kurt, and with that, we'll go back to you, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden, sounded much better that time. First time you're a little staticky. That time was crystal clear. Yeah, had a good time Saturday. Had a pretty good turnout. Could have used space, but that's okay. Beggars can't be choosers, I guess. But Hayden, you drive careful out there, stay warm. And have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. Thanks again for checking in. All right, any other mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
WB9YHH, handle is Jake. First time checking in, just listening.
This is K8LIR, Joe, in Glenville, Wyoming, Michigan.
Okay, acknowledging, and I think I got both call signs wrong. My apologies. WB9YHH, is that correct?
That's correct, here in Chester.
Okay, the only reason I question, it says John on my screen. You said Jack, correct?
That's a nickname, Jake.
Sorry, Jake, sorry. So we got you in there. And then I got K8LIR, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, this K8LIR. We're in Wyoming, Michigan, right next to Grand Rapids.
Okay, very good. Let me clarify, it's Kilo Alpha 8?
K8 Little Irish Rose.
Okay, I got to correct my screen here. I got Gilbert on the screen, but you go by Bill, right? I thought I got that wrong, too. My apologies.
I go by Gil, G-I-L.
Oh, so I heard partly right. My apologies. I promise if you check in again, I'll remember. I'm not too bad at remembering names once I see them on the screen, but and call signs. But when I first hear you for the first time, it might take me a couple times. In this case, two or three, maybe five. All right. Any other mobile or short time stations, please call now. Okay, we'll start at the top of the list here. WB9YHH. Jake, do you have anything for the net?
Well, like I said, this is the first time I've checked in quite a long time. So I'm just kind of listening and see how things go. Everything is good here. Keeping cool. So you guys have a good night, and I'm going to be listening until that's over.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to check in. And, well, you say keep cool, so stay cool out there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. LIR, Gil, do you have anything for the net?
No, this is the first time I heard this net, and I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and that it's cold up here in Michigan, and I just stand by reading the mail on you guys. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Gil. We appreciate you taking the time to check in. And, yeah, we're here every Wednesday night. I try to keep the All-Star link connected. I assume you're coming through the 220 link, correct?
That's correct. 223-920. I'm not sure exactly where the repeater is, but it seems to be working fine. And I'd just like to listen to your net, see what's going on, and maybe next week I can call in.
Okay, very good, Gil. Well, thank you again. And, yeah, this repeater is a 2-meter repeater that's connected to the 220 network that starts here in South Bend and Valparaiso and then connected to, I can't remember the call sign now, the K88DUX hub out of Michigan, Moline, Michigan. So, yeah, we try to keep it connected to help bring 220 back. the club currently does not have a 220 repeater, so this is as close as we can get to it. So, Gil, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right. That's it for mobile or short time stations. We will now go to the ham.live list as I currently have it. And first on the list will be KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, it's KD9PYT, Rob in Walkerton. Nothing for the net. Sorry I missed Winterfield Day. Had to deal with golden ice issues at home, so, and it was cold. Nothing else. Back to you, net control.
Okay, Rob, very good. Yeah, no issues. Life gets in the way. That's what I always say. Radio comes second, sometimes third. So, but there's always next year, as the Cubs used to say. All right, Rob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the ham.live list, we have KF8FJC. Samuel, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening. This is KF8FJC. Only thing I have is I spent last week in Brazil for work. It was sunny and 75. Got home to Cutlerville, Michigan, so hello to Gil, the neighbor up there. But, I don't know, negative a billion degrees. And next week, vacationing in Hawaii, so get to escape pretty soon. But as for now, I'm probably 8 miles north.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's a lot of traveling and a big swing in temperature there. So, that's cool. That's cool. Brazil, I've never been. Of course, I haven't been out of the country, so I've never been to Hawaii either. I need to start going places, that's for sure. All right, Samuel. Well, thank you for checking in. And, try to stay warm until your trip to Hawaii. That's going to be fun. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. And now we have K9PGC, John, Club Vice President, checking in. John, do you have anything for the net?
Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening, Kurt. Well, I do believe on the Fire Winter Field Day, We had a pretty good turnout. I think we had 12 people show up and probably made 12 contacts. The bands weren't working that well for us, but we had a blast. Danny, he was tickled to see us show up and operate. He had a little more room for us, and then somehow the night before, that extra room got filled. But we're welcome back. He expressed, hey, if I wanted to stay there all night, that's not a problem, and anybody else that wanted to as well. But that was meant to be a fun time, and that's what we got. I did a little bit of an outdated mode, if you call it outdated PSK-31, and because for Winter Field Day, the digital modes that are like FT-8 and FT-4, you can't use that. You won't get any points. But you get 2 points for PSK contacts. And I set up for QRP, and it worked. Problem is, there were some torches out there that kept on defensing my receiver. You know, it can't be helped. But we worked around that a little bit. And so you never know. On any given band, it probably was only 4 people doing PSK. And I worked them. You know, so that's how that one goes. I do have some useless information for later. And something I forgot about that was in the mailbag. Just can't remember who mentioned it. Anyway, with that, I'll send it back to you there, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John. Very good, yeah. Fun was had by all, I think. And you could tell, because there wasn't a whole lot of contacts. I didn't operate at all, but I'm sure the bands weren't great, but there was a lot of conversation going on, too. A lot of, getting together and just having fun, talking about radio, talking about life, whatever came up. So, John, do you have useless information this evening?
I did. It just take me a couple moments to get my head together, but I can wait my turn on that one.
Okay, very good. Yeah, if you mentioned it already, my apologies. I was reading other stuff, but we'll catch you at the normal time, and I look forward to that. All right. Now we'll call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control, please log. Alp, Charlie, Niner, X-Ray, November, George, from Highland, Indiana, no traffic.
AD9GY, Mike from Monterey, please let me know if you can hear me.
This is N9OKA, November 9, Oscar Kilo Alpha, Mike LaPorte with traffic. I have several articles that I can read anytime. N9OKA, back to net control.
Okay, that's a good spot to stop. I got AC9XN, and I believe it was 89PY, but I think I got that wrong because no name popped up. And, of course, N9OKA, we got you in there, Mike. 89, it's either 89PY or TY. Can you correct that, please?
Yeah, hi. It's Alpha Delta 9 Golf Yankee, and it's Mike. I'm in Monterey, and I was just wondering, how I'm getting out. I've got a static antenna and trying to get it to work pretty good. I tried last week, no good.
Well, if you tried last week and couldn't get in, you're definitely getting in now. You sound really good. Can't tell if it's static in the background or some kind of interference, but your audio is way louder than that, so it's not an issue at all. What kind of antenna you got in the attic?
Well, I've got a quarter wave ground plane. It's a Aero brand. My attic is only 38 inches tall, so I was limited to what I could put up there. So I'm only about 14 feet off the ground. So I'm just playing with it, and I tried last week to get in with you guys, and I was making the repeater, but you couldn't hear me. So, oh, that's good. All right, great.
Yep. The more you talk, the more I remember trying to get somebody last week that I could almost hear, and I do remember hearing AD or AC, something like that. So, yeah, oh, what a night and day difference. I mean, you're almost full quieting. You just had this slight little crackle in the background. That's it. Sounds really, really good. What radio are you using?
The best sound I've got, Yaesu FT3185, 2-meter VHF, FM only. And I got a little power pack, and that's it. I cranked my mic gain all the way up, and I'm running the 85 watts. So I guess that makes the difference.
Yeah, well, it might be making a difference. The mic gain, I couldn't tell that you hit it all the way cranked up. It sounds really good. It's not overpowering or anything like that. We can do a quick test if you like, if you want to try bumping it down to medium. Because I will say running radios on high power, if you do a lot of rag chewing, shortens their life sometimes, unless you keep a fan on them or something.
Yeah, I hear that. Let me go to 20 watts real quick. Here, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, sure thing. That's what we're here for. We want to help everybody test their radio. So we'll stand by for a second. AC9HO net control.
AD9GY, trying 20 watts. How does this sound?
Well, it changed a little bit. You got a little more of that crackle in the background, a little more static, but it's doable. You could definitely do it. I probably wouldn't go any lower than that, but you're definitely getting in.
Definitely Lima Charlie and Highland.
All right, really appreciate that. I'm going to leave it sitting right where it is then. Appreciate that a lot.
Okay, no problem at all, Mike. That's what we're here for. We like to have everybody, or help everybody tune their, whatever they can get tuned, whether it's audio, power, whatever it is, to get into the repeater as well as possible. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. If you want to check something else out throughout the net, feel free to jump in at any time and say, hey, I want to check something, and we'll help you out. Have yourself a good evening, and my screen went away. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. We'll go back up to George, AC9XN. George, I know you said no traffic, but I know you're messing with me, so. George, what do you have for the net tonight?
Hello there, Kurt. Alpha Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-Ray November from beautiful Highland, Indiana. Thank you for doing the net. And thank you for logging my call. Sorry I didn't make it to the winter field day, but, an old man like me doesn't have the get up and go to you young bucks do, so I just stayed home with the cold weather. So other than that, everything is good, and I'll participate in the net as long as I can. Alpha Charlie 9 X-Ray 73.
All right, George. Yeah, I think we would have had a better turnout if the weather was a little bit better. But I tell you what, might not have made it up the drive for the tower. Unfortunately, my plow truck has been down all winter, and I didn't get up there to get it cleared out. So for some people, it was a little difficult, but they made it. All right. All right, George. Thank you for checking in. And have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right. Mike and 9OKA, do you have anything for the net?
No. Seven things there, Kurt. I got a couple articles. I can do them now or later. It's up to you. N9OKA.
Well, how about this, Mike? Let's split it up a little bit. Let's do one article now, and we'll do another article right around John's useless information. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me. First article originates in New Zealand, and the story is about Q signals or Q codes, but it's also about cars. No doubt you've been on the air and heard QSL, QSO, and QRZ. If you checked into any nets, you have already met up with QNC, QNI, and QNF. But have you ever encountered any of these while driving down the road? Here in New Zealand, our cars don't just have turn signals, they have Q signals. David ZL2WT recently reported that he's been seeing more and more vehicles with plates, license plates, that are sporting all kinds of Q signals. That's because New Zealand, which issues three letters and three numerals to each of its newly registered vehicles, does so in alphabetical order. And not quite 2 years ago, the system began issuing plates with the letter Q. David said that the worst Q code any car could receive is QFD, which is an unenthusiastic CW operator. Your gene is defective, in other words. I would not own a vehicle with that number plate, David said. Now my question is, I've been on quite a few nets. What does QNC, QNI, and QNF mean? I give up. N9OKA.
That's a good question, Mike, and I am not sure. I have somewhere around here. I can't find it. It's too big to fit on my desk, but I have one of those, it's like a giant mouse pad. It has all the cues on there, has Morse code, all the Morse code characters on there, the band plan and all that stuff. I can't find it, though. So, does anybody know what the Q codes are that Mike is asking for?
The Q codes.
Yeah, can you repeat those, Mike?
QNC, QNI, and QNF.
I'm doing a quick Google search. Let's see how that works.
I could have did that, but I thought I'd throw it out to the other stations out there.
KI 90, I found QNC.
Yeah, they don't make them easy to find. Go ahead, Jim.
The AI explanation here on Google says, in ham radio, the Q code QNC is used to mean all net stations standby, or I have a message for all net stations.
Well, that's interesting. My search did not find anything for Q codes, really, just because it wants to give you Q codes only for asking questions, and that's not what I'm looking for. So, unfortunately, I cannot get a full list of the Q codes at the moment. So, there you go, Mike. You got one. QNC. Make a list and start putting a check by them.
QNI is requesting all stations to identify themselves. That's what QNI is. I don't know what QNM is. Notice from net control. that stations are causing interference and should stop transmitting.
Well, there you go, Mike. I think you got them all.
Cool. All right. Got to get up from other stations. That's even better. Thanks, Jim, and I forgot the other station out there. Forgot your name. But, I've been on a lot of nets, and I really don't hear Q codes on them. And when I read this article, and they mentioned these three Q codes that were associated with nets, this made me wonder. So, N9OKA, thanks again. Back to net control.
Okay, Mike, very good. Well, thanks for the article. And I'm just curious, did I cut out just then?
Nope.
Okay, I got something going on with my monitor feature on my radio here. Every once in a while, I don't hear myself in my ears, so I'm just making sure I'm still transmitting. All right, Mike, I unchecked you. We will come back to you after John and get your second article. So thank you for that, and we'll be back to you in a moment. And since Jim, I got you down as a check-in, KI9E, do you have anything for the net?
Hi, good evening, Kurt, everyone on the net. Just a quick update. The Dayton Hamvention countdown is now 15 weeks, 1 day, 11 hours, and 26 minutes away. The Dayton Hamvention is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, May 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. KI90, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Jim. Well, thank you for that update. And it keeps reminding me that I got to do something about that. I did mention it to the wife the other day. She didn't seem too thrilled, but I told her, I said, you said you'd go with me. She goes, yeah, I did. I mean, she didn't sound disappointed, but she's not as excited about going as I am. Of course, after my last summer of restoring that car, I was hoping the first time I went to Hamvention I'd have a lot of money to spend, but I'll have some, but not as much as I want. Like maybe that new Kenwood. That's interesting. I'm kind of hoping they reveal that at Hamvention. All right, Jim, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, we'll take another call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian, South Bend.
Okay, we got N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. This is N9YOU, and thanks for running the net, Kurt. Yeah, not too much, just enjoyed over the weekend, Winter Field Day. Our POTA group, we went out and actually rented a cabin at Potato Creek. And we all pitched in and had fun, stayed there the whole day Saturday. So we had fun. Made contacts, but not a lot. One of the guys made more than the rest of us because we were in there just the camaraderie and just having fun and doing other projects and that. It was a good time. And also too, we had a visitor in the evening just to warm up because he shot the bull with us for a while too. Because he was here, he was over at the creek doing Winter Field Day and also POTA too. But you might know his name, too. He's a YouTuber, Carlos. YouTube channel, Life at Terminal Velocity. He's the one that does the parachute mobile. And he came by. I talked to him here and there, too, when I found out he was coming by. So, we had a good time.
Back to you, Kurt, and 9YOU.
Oh, that's really cool. Parachute Mobile. Is he from around here? And I wonder if he parachutes out of Michigan City, because they do that over there.
Yeah, Kurt, if you, I'm not sure if you saw the Discord or not, but Byron, actually, I took the picture of Carlos and Byron together. He's from Columbia City, so he's not that far away. And I think his home LZ is, now it's in Illinois, Cherville or something like that. I can't remember now. But that's where he usually jumps out at. But he's done a couple. And
oh, I don't know if you meant to stop, but your signal did not complete. Or, well, it seems like you stopped early.
Okay, we'll do it this way. Am I all right in here this way? And I don't owe you.
Yeah, we caught most of what you had, I think. You could have been finished, but it sounded like it cut you off in the middle of the word.
All right. Yeah, no, it's, I'm not even sure where I was if I did do that, but, it was just, we just had a fun time, and, we chatted for a while on that, but, he's from Columbia City. So, definitely, not that far, and it's, he's never been to Potato Creek before either, so it was. He enjoyed it, and since it was Saturday night, I think he left about 8:30 or so, and he had that long trek home to Columbia City and all the snow. So, but he did get home safe though. Back to you, Kurt, and 9YOU.
Okay, very good. Got all of it that time, but what was his YouTube channel again?
It is called Life at Terminal Velocity, and each word is capitalized because there's so many different ones. So each letter, each first letter of each word is capitalized, and it'll. I think his picture should show up.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I might have to check that out. Always looking for more YouTubers. It's funny, you see YouTubers out and about, and it's almost like seeing a movie star or TV show star. But, all right, Brian. Well, thank you for that. Glad you guys had a good time out there. Sorry I couldn't make it out there. That was a little bit of a drive for me, too. But, I could have done that, but I didn't leave hours until about 3:30, and I worked Saturday morning, so. But, good. Sounds like good time had by all, so that's good. All right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, a good rest of your week. And we will now ask for one more time before we get into the information part of the net for more general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, just keep them coming, and when I find a break, then we'll go down the list. AC9HO net control, please call now.
Also, one other thing too, real quick, sir.
Yep, we had a double, but Brian won. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, real quick. I've met him a couple times because he does go to the Fort Wayne Ham Fest. So, you might see him there. But that's all. Back to you, Kurt, and 9YOU.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll have to go to the Fort Wayne Ham Fest and see who I see there. All right, Brian, well, thank you for that. And whoever doubled with Brian, if you're check-in, and general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
9DSM.
Control, this is Kilo Delta 9, Victor, Uniform Victor, Brian, Michigan City.
Okay, acknowledging N9VSN and KD9VUV. N9VSN, Paul, you got anything for the net tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it seems to be working pretty good. You started out full quieting, and then you might have turned your head, possibly, or took a step, and then it got a little staticky, and the static started getting a little louder than you. So it's going to be a little more touchy inside the building, but it's working.
Well, thank you for that report.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, it's working for you. Your audio got a little low on that one, maybe not close to the mic, because typically you're pretty loud, so no big deal. But, yeah, it's working for you. Glad to hear you got those bugs worked out. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And next we have KD9BUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Thanks for running the net. I had a question. Looking at getting the hotspot, do you have any recommendations on any particular one?
Well, as for anything ham radio, the answer almost is depends. But and then also another comment or answer would be everybody has an opinion. My opinion, for the best hotspot, but you're going to pay a premium price, is the open spots. I have two of them. I have the open spot 1 when they first came out, and then I have an open spot 4 Pro. And I would recommend that one. They don't sell the 1 anymore, but I'd recommend the open spot 4 Pro. Well, the open spot, if you don't care to take it portable, the open spot 4 has a battery. The open spot 3 does not, from what I'm told. But either one of those will pretty much do all the modes. So you can do Yaesu to D-Star, D-Star to Yaesu, DMR to Yaesu, all the, you know, you cross mode. So you don't need a radio for each thing. Now, I know I got people out there probably yelling right now, hey, there's, you know, got these Pi devices, the Pi Star and the DV whatevers. All those are out there. I have nothing against them. They're probably very good. I don't know anything about them. That's the only reason why I don't want to say anything about them. They are a little bit cheaper, though. I will tell you this. I just purchased the OpenSpot M1KE. It's not a hotspot, but it works as a, well, I hate to call it a radio because it's not a radio, because it's 100% internet, but it will do all the things that the OpenSpot hotspot will do, but you don't need to carry a radio along with the hotspot. And again, you'll pay a premium price for that too.
All right, that gives me something to think about then. That's Kurt, I'll send it back to net control. This is KD9VUV.
Well, I don't want my opinion to be the only one, so does anybody else have suggestions for Brian to investigate before he purchases something? The only reason I choose hotspot is, or hotspot, open spot, is they're very, very easy to use. Plug it in, and their manual is very, very good online. So, but does anybody else have any suggestions? Okay, and of course, if anybody has any suggestions later, feel free to jump in. But also, Brian, that is a digital hotspot, right? Now, the M1KE, that is not a hotspot, but a internet-connected device that has a PTT button and a speaker and a microphone, will also connect to All-Star Analog, so you can get into this repeater with that little device. And it works very, very well, but it's a premium price. If you want an analog hotspot, you can also get an All-Star hotspot or node, they're actually called. Either way, hotspot, node, basically the same thing. I have one out in my garage connected to an antenna on top of the roof, and I can actually get into it all around my yard. I can go to my parents' house a couple miles away, and I can talk into my All-Star node, which connects to this repeater, or any other All-Star node I wish to connect to. So that's something you could look into. They're a little more detailed because you got some programming, some coding, we'll call it in a way, on a Raspberry Pi to get that all set up. But it's not too bad. And there's a few people around here, myself included, that could definitely give you a hand on that.
All right, thanks again, Kurt. Appreciate it.
No problem at all, Brian. And like I said to everybody out there, if somebody else has a hotspot suggestion for Brian, please jump in at any time. Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. I'm going to let the repeater drop for anybody that wants to jump in, and I'm going to get started on the information part of the net. We will ask for more check-ins after the information, but until then, we'll read that and get through all that information. This is AC9HO Net Control. Kind of half expected Hayden to jump in there, but he might be getting ready for work. All right, area nets. Aries District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater. The frequency is 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset 141.3 PL tone. And then we have the, which I haven't heard it, but we have the Aries Information / Training net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9JSI repeater, with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. Can anybody confirm that that net is still going on Thursday nights? Okay. I'll have to reach out to the net control. I have him on the audio groups thing. So I'll reach out and see what's going on there. But we'll keep it on here for now until we hear different. Then we have the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net every first Saturday of the month on this frequency, 146.970 W9OY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. is when the sirens will start. Please check in with Net Control 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. Net Control is W9DLP. The next siren testing net will be February 7th. So. Again, if you can't travel, don't want to travel, that's fine. If you live near a siren and you can hear it and you can tell if it's moving, you know, if it's a rotatable siren, some of them are stationary, so they won't move. But if you can tell that stuff, that's all he needs to know. He needs to know where you're at and what siren you're next to, and then you can just give him the information from the comfort of your lazy boy, if that's what you have. But definitely as many check-ins as we can get. There's a lot of sirens in LaPorte County, and they are very important. You kind of want to know when something's coming your way. Okay, well, hopefully all that went through. My radio's acting weird tonight. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330. Positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9HEX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central, K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Frequency Coordination net every Friday, starts at 7:30 Central on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. And last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. This net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. All right, and probably one of the most important things to announce tonight is the LaPorte County Cabin Fever Hamfest. That is February 28th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the LaPorte County Fairgrounds. The entry fee is $8. Talk-in is this repeater, 146.970, and you can use the 146.610. VE testing, door prizes. As a matter of fact, we have a Bioeno battery that I received in the mail the other day for a door prize. I have to look and see what amp hour it is, but by judging by the size, it's a 12 or 15 amp hour Bioeno battery. Of course, we'll have food there. My wife's going to make Sloppy Joes again that everybody loves to put on their hot dogs. And donuts, coffee, chips, you know, the standard stuff. Hot dogs, of course. I can't think of what else we'll have, but that's the gist of it. If you want more information, you can email cabinfeverhamfest, all one word, at gmail.com, or go to the lpcarc.org website. Fever Hamfest is sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. And we are taking table reservations, so please feel free to submit your table reservations online or by mail, snail mail, or even by email if you prefer. And you can pay in advance or you can pay on the day of, whichever you like to do. We do have a link on the webpage for you to pay digitally. It is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. The sooner you reserve, the more chance you have of getting to go where you want to go. If you wait till the day of, you might just end up wherever we have an open spot. And we are looking at having another building, possibly putting the VE testing over there for a little more peace and quiet, unless we overflow the first building, which is a good thing. That would be awesome. But yes, Cabin Fever Hamfest, February 28th, is coming up fast, just a little over a month. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be February 9th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend a meeting, so you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. An example of a guest speaker, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. And if anybody has a topic they would like to talk about, just let one of the club officers know, and we will set up a day and time at a club meeting for that to get done. Some project you worked on that you're proud of, something you just purchased that you're proud of, anything at all, really, radio-related, anything at all, just let us know. And we would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. When the next page appears, in the center of the page, there's a button to fill out the form. And really, we just really want your email for the most part. And then underneath that, there's a Pay Online button. Just click that, fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. This feature is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. I get an email and it goes directly to me. Well, it's a club email, but I have access to it, of course. So I get notified whenever it happens. And then if you want to email us for confirmation, we can definitely do that as well. If you fill out the form and send it to us, I'll email you back and let you know that everything's been accepted. And this helps pay for, you know, repeater stuff. Like this last year, we got the repeater K9 JSI in a new location on a 300-foot tower, and we had to purchase a new antenna to do that. So if it wasn't for all of you guys that become a member, whether you're local or not, and attend meetings or not, or attend events or not, but you still go ahead and donate $20. That's all it is, $20 for a whole year. And that helps a lot for purchases like that.
Question?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I joined the club March of last year. Now, is that when I need to pay dues, or should I pay them now?
You can pay whenever you want, and it'll still go for a year, pretty much, you know, like I pay any time. I still haven't paid yet either, but between now and March, I'll pay, and then next year, I might pay in January. I mean, it doesn't, it still counts for the year. Even if you pay, I had some people pay, since I'm the treasurer, I had some people pay in November last year. I just pushed them out to 2026, you know, I'm not going to, even if that was their first time ever paying, I'm not going to say, nope, you got to pay again in January for 2026, yeah. So, really the window for paying your thing is open pretty much anytime you want to pay it.
Okay, thanks. Man 9 okay, back to net control.
Okay, very good. I know in the bylaws it says something about having it in by March for current or renewing members. You know, so we kind of put like a cutoff there a little bit. That way people aren't paying right before election time or anything like that. So, I mean, not that any of that was going on or anything. I'm just saying we just kind of put a cutoff. They tried to for anybody that's renewing. But even that's kind of it's in the bylaws. But if you're a little bit past that, it's not like we're going to slap you on the wrist or anything. We just appreciate anybody and everybody that wants to be a member of the club. So thank you, Mike, for that question. I will continue on with the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. every month, conveniently before the siren testing, at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, US 20, Michigan City. And we have another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And don't forget, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, and when you fill out your form and turn it in to Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators, kind of like this last weekend, or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, you heard Brian mention earlier they rented a cabin at Potato Creek, not saying they do that every weekend. Typically they just put up a canopy or something, or get one of their, the word escapes me, but the little awning that you can sit under with picnic tables and stuff. But anyway, come to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, just to play radio or hang out, whatever you want to do. Again, weather permitting, so this time of year, it might be a bit spotty on when they go out there. So, starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern, goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information, get on the 147.330 K9DEW repeater to find out more information on upcoming gatherings. So definitely check that out before going out there, especially this time of year. But they're pretty good about springish and all summer into fall about being out there almost every Saturday. So definitely going to try to make a couple of those this year myself. So definitely get on the K9DEW repeater to find out more. All right, guess what time it is? We're here
KA9PGC. John, if you're ready for your useless information, go ahead, sir. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Well, hello again there, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Yeah, we have useless information for tonight. I might make it a doubleheader. I don't want to be upstaged by Mike tonight. But anyway, hey, if anyone hasn't noticed, and there's probably only three of us here that really remembers this, maybe more, and hopefully there's more. You remember on the Munsters, Herman Munster played a ham operator on an episode. And that call sign was W6XLR4. Okay. There's a little picture of him and that call sign and so forth has gone all over the ham community. People using that, parts of that for their QSL cards and so forth. But did you know you can look that up on QRZ? And kaboom. It is listed there on QRZ as Herman Munster, 1313 Mockingbird Lane, you know, and that's, Mockingbird Heights, California. Well, whoever created that and so forth, it's N9KPN, and he's from Illinois, and if I look up that a little bit further here, because I at first wasn't going to worry about it, but Poplar Grove, Illinois, so Timmy... Nami, I believe is how you say his last name. Well, anyway, don't know how old that is. And unfortunately, not a whole lot of lookups. Let's see what we got there. You know, you'd think he's got like 7,000 lookups. He would have a whole lot more with what he had going there. But Herman Munster himself shows 22,627 lookups. Now, if you go on QRZ and you type in Herman Munster, go by the name. You'll find this. You'll also find the Herman Munster Memorial Radio Club out of Atlanta, Georgia. And they hold on to two call signs to go along with that. One is WX6RL, and the other one is WX6RL/4. I'm not sure what the difference is, and maybe if I go further, I would know about that. One has 951 lookups, the other one 344, but it's all there, you know, and, you know, it's funny, something that simple, kaboom, you know, real good following there. I mean, I think this is neat. I do not know what kind of special events these people might be doing in embracing that call sign, or the memory of Herman Munster, but things here goes a little bit deeper. The actor that played Herman Munster,
perfect timing.
The right time?
Yep, you're good.
That sounds good. I don't watch a clock on all this. I get rolling and I have that sixth sense every once in a while that keeps me safe. And other times, yes, I get the Golden Mike Award. At least I don't get the Fickle Finger of Fate Award, but I'm sure that one's coming. But anyway, Fred Gwynn, he was actually a World War II vet. And like a lot of people, he was born in 1928. They enlisted the minute they turned 17. A lot of people lied about their age and got in there. Well, anyway, he joined the Navy in 1944. And he's sort of close like us here because what happened to him is he went into training to be a radio operator. So he was communications in the Navy, and from what I've read, he doesn't talk that much about it. But, you know, they spent a lot of time because he went in there in June of 1944 when he joined, but they really didn't put him to good use with radio until like the spring of 1945, you know. Still be needed, but a lot of training, and, you know, this is the short version of it. So, you know, you never know when he did that little piece, there on the show, The Munsters, you know, you don't know what he's drawing off of and then laughing his you-know-what off and how he made things sound, you know. Sometimes,
you know, our actors don't have a full grasp on the joke that they're delivering, you know, what's in the script there, and he had to have more than that, you know, make things sound. Now, I still don't know too much more on how they came up with that call sign back in the day, if there was some reason, specific letters. You know, you throw something in there so you can't be copying anybody else's call. I can understand that by putting it at four at the end. But nevertheless, there's your useless information. You can take to cocktail parties and just talk about it, and at least one person will listen. The rest, well, maybe you get another drink. I don't know. And then, as I promised, they're threatened a doubleheader. And it's another warning about buying the coax connectors off of Amazon. And I'm going to make sure I still have this repeater here. So 1 second for the reset. Alrighty, I had a friend that has a little problem, and of course, I've bashed these connectors. I've also bashed a few brand names of pre-made coax cables. Well, anyway, he got one of those 90-degree adapters, PL259 and so forth. Works great, and then one day he had a problem. He asked about it, okay? And it might be good for a kilowatt. He doesn't have the original package to confirm that, right? Well, he gives me the connector, and he goes, John, see what you can do with this, you know. I know something's happening, but I look at it, I'm not finding anything out of the ordinary. You know, everything looks clean, blah, blah, blah. Well, what is happening? You get about to the 100 watts, no problem. You get past 200 watts, and there's a quick enough arc internal to this connector, this adapter, that most likely you won't see it on your SWR meter, but on a solid-state amplifier, the load alarm, load kick-out, boom, load fault, that's the word I'm looking for, will kick you right out of the game, you know. So if you're on sideband and you're not pushing it a whole lot, but you're still in that range, yeah, that amplifier is going to make some strange noises, and that's what my friend Bill had. Some strange noises in that. I got rid of it, you know, hooked everything up, and it's working fine, but something's still not making sense. Okay, I look at it, and I give it the key down test and found out right where it would break down. I don't see anything arcing. You know, you look at it, and you think it's the insulator's Teflon, but, you know, it's got to be arcing somewhere. And years ago, we took a few adapters apart and found some of the strangest constructions, too, and a couple of them were from Radio Shack. But there was one connector, I can't think, where another friend coughed up, and he showed it to us. This is way back for Michigan City Club, brought it to a club meeting. He goes, look, these two ends are connected with a spring. Well, that sounds like an inductor to me. Oh, that's something nice to have. But, you know, it's just a word of wisdom, and of course, with some of this stuff, you really don't know what you're getting. It makes the Amplifol connectors more worthwhile, but the price on them is ouch, you know. And we have one vendor that used to come to our ham fest, and it's a good vendor. You got some low-cost connectors and that, and I would bank money to grab his stuff and give it a whirl before I would get something off of Amazon, and never had any bad luck. But, you know, that's the other thing, too. I bought connectors at Dayton, and willing to take my chances in those places. That's just my personal opinion, but I definitely I've got audio connectors that, unless it's a name brand off of Amazon, and I've had headaches, you know. A 3-pin stereo 1/8-inch plug that I had to do a little soldering to because it wasn't exactly long enough. It was a little short of the standard length, so depending what you plugged it into, things didn't exactly work right. Well, anyway, back to you, Kurt. This is K9PGC, and I hope I woke somebody up tonight.
Okay, John. Well, thank you for the double hitter there. That's much appreciated.
definitely interesting. I actually, while you were talking about Herman Munster, I looked everything up on QRZ. That's pretty interesting. I knew that show. I think I've watched that show, but I don't remember it. Not like you guys do. But I know we've talked about it before. Interesting. And yeah, I mean, Amazon's always a crapshoot. Either you're going to get something that works or something that don't. So, buyer be say about Amazon. John, thank you for that tidbit, and thank you for useless information. Have a good evening, and have a good rest of your week. Thanks again for checking in. There was something else I was going to make a comment to. Maybe I'll remember it while Mike's talking, and I'll forget it again when I get the mic again. N9OKA, Mike, you didn't fall asleep on us, did you? Go ahead with your second article. This is AC9HO Net Control.
I had to wait for her to get done talking. I wonder. Yeah, I am. I have a comment for John, and I have a question for you, Kurt, before I get into my article. I just wanted to comment with John there. Man, I every time I watch My Cousin Vinny, Fred Gwynne just shines in that movie, man. He did, what a great job he did in that movie. But I'm a child of the 60s, born in the 50s, and I did watch the monsters when they were on TV, but My Cousin Vinny, Fred Gwynne did such an excellent job with that role. And I do have a question for you with cabin fever. Is there going to be a discount for senior citizens waiting, Kurt?
Yeah, it's $8 at the door. We keep the price low. I don't believe we don't advertise a discount for seniors, but you could talk to the HamFest chairman about that.
I demand a discount. Oh, never mind. Okay, for my last article here, a short window of time remains to nominate candidates for this year's awards to be presented at the Hamvention. The categories are Amateur Radio Club of the Year, Amateur Radio Operator of the Year, and Technical Achievement and Special Achievement. The Club of the Year Award honors organizations that demonstrate commitment to their community and society. The Operator of the Year acknowledges active amateurs who are also active contributors to the amateur community at large and its future. The Technical Achievement Award recognizes hams whose inventions, experiments, or other related accomplishments have improved ham radio. And finally, the Special Achievement Award honors an individual who has shown over the years a commitment to professionalism, service, and advancement of ham radio in general. The nomination period closes on the 10th of November of this year, November 10th. If you nominate me and I'm elected Operator of the Year, I promise a chicken in every pot, and every station will hold an extra class license. There'll be no more class envy or keeping up with the Joneses on my watch. Vote for me. 7-3s and that's the truth with N9OKA. Back to net control.
Oh, politician in the making. Love it. Love it. Thank you for that, Mr. Mike. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. John says on ham.live, I thought it was $10 for seniors, or is it just for Mike? That's good. All right. Before I do weather at a glance, since we had a doubleheader and then another article from Mr. Mike, I am going to ask for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Well, I was looking at our node connections. I saw WB9W on there, but we must have went too long for them. That's okay. I understand. But we'll call again. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now. All right, we'll go ahead and get started with the weather at a glance. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 4. Wind chill values as low as negative 5. West wind 5 to 10. Slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and noon, partly sunny and cold, with a high near 15, wind chill values as low as negative 5, northwest wind 5 to 10, chance of precipitation is 20%, Thursday night a 20% chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 2, west wind around 5 miles per hour, Friday a 30% chance of snow showers, partly sunny and cold, with a high near 15, west wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming east in the morning. Friday night, snow showers likely, mostly cloudy, with a low around 1. North wind around 5 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation, 1 to 3 inches possible. Saturday, 30% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon, partly sunny and cold, with a high near 17. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, with a low around 4. Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high near 23, the heat wave. Sunday night, 40% chance of snow showers, mainly after midnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 9. Monday, to start, 30% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy, with a high near 26. I will now open the swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow, swap and shop? Session is now open. Please call now. Okay, swap and shop will remain open till the end of the net. So if you have anything you decide you want to announce on here for swap and shop, call in at any time. I will now call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now.
Good evening, Kurt, KF9WW, no traffic.
All right, we got KF9WW. Mike says no traffic, but like I've told George, doesn't work on me. I'm still going to ask, do you have anything for the net?
Well, I have nothing new, but I have... most of my station up, still doing antennas in the attic, trying to get those configured, but things are moving along. I think I sent you a picture the other day, so that's where I'm at. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I know everybody, or not everybody, some people say no traffic, but I still ask. I have to ask, because there's always something somebody wants to add in. And yeah, I got a couple pictures from you a week or so ago. And that is a very, very nice station. Doing a very good job. Makes me jealous. I have almost two stations. I'll call it one and a half. Maybe one and a quarter. One out in the pole barn. And one here in this room in the corner. And, yeah. I won't take pictures of it because it's not anything anybody needs to see. That's for sure. But, yes, Mike, you're doing a fine job. Sounds good tonight, too. I haven't been on the radio much lately, so how's that new antenna been working for you so far?
Oops, sorry, hit the button. This is that Ed Kong J-pole that's made to be inside the PVC sleeve, and it's the dual bander. It seems to be doing quite well.
Yeah, you sound good. You're not full quieting. You got a little bit of bacon frying, but your audio is way louder than that, so no issues whatsoever hearing you. You never lost the repeater, except for when your thumb slipped. But no, it's working very, very well. Much better than, we'll say, a month ago.
Yeah, and I think we're down on mid-power. I think the testing we did showed on high power that bacon frying just about went away.
Yep, it didn't make enough of a difference to get the radio that hot just to get in the repeater a little bit clearer, because like I said, your audio is loud and clear, so I wouldn't change a thing except for anything that might make it better, I guess. Everybody's going to do that, but it's working very well for you. Glad to hear that it's working, because we weren't sure if it's going to be an everyday thing or if there's like band conditions that might play havoc on you. So, all right, Mike, sounding really good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. This is also time for comments, questions, anything at all. Swap and shop, please call now. Okay, a little bit slower night than what we've had the last couple weeks, but that's okay. Don't mind that at all. I'll do a little bit of announcement. Maybe, Mike, if you're listening. Next week, I will be out of town. I will be in Michigan for training for work all week. Well, leaving Sunday night, come back Thursday night. So I will not be available for the net, so N9OKA. If you are available, that would be great.
You twisted my arm here. Ouch. I let go of my arm. I'll do it. Especially since you sent me a script now. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, very good. I don't know if you were reading along while I was doing it, but anything is, if you notice, I don't always go word for word. I just kind of improvise as I go, mostly because I get sound dumb, but that don't work either. So like I said, modify it, skip anything you want to skip. The only thing I ask is maybe announce the Hamfest. That's the only thing I would hope that would be announced. I will have my M1KE with me. So I will be checking in. There should be no reason why I won't check in.
I'm going to hold you to that. Okay.
All right, Mike. This is because I'll be on Eastern time and I might get the time mixed up. I'll try not to, though. All right, Mike. Well, thank you for that. Going in on short notice there, so. All right, we'll do one more call. This will be last call. General check-ins, anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. Okay, don't forget Cabin Fever Hamfest, February 28th. It's coming up fast, especially if you want tables. Get a hold of us now. Cabin Fever Hamfest, all one word, @gmail.com. This concludes this session of the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. I got 16 check-ins tonight, a little bit lower than some nights, but that's okay. Life gets in the way. We totally understand. Appreciate all you that have checked in. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO. Net Control clear at 8:30, almost exactly, Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
AC9HO, N9OKA.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I want you to think of my articles. Should I keep doing it or not?
I can tell you what, I don't mind them. I don't think anybody else will mind either. So whatever you feel like doing, Mike, that's great.
Okay. I do a little bit of searching on the internet and come up with some stuff, so I interjected a little more into that second article tonight about the Hamvention and their nominations for this year's awards.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I have yet to go to Hamvention. Like to do that. Should do that this year. I don't know why I'm procrastinating, but I am.
Well, have we ever gotten nominated for anything?
When you say we, as in we as the club?
Yeah, Rogers. Club ever got nominated for anything? They got several different nominations down here for clubs, two or three.
Not since my time with the club that I know of. Of course, there was quite a bit of time there where I wasn't really active. But not that I know of.
I just wondered. Yeah, I don't know what you got to do to get nominated. They want you to hold back the hands of time or change the seasons or something here.
Well, there are a lot. I mean, we're a pretty active club, too. But there are a lot of clubs across the country and the world, of course, that are way, way more active than we are in, in areas that have a lot more natural disasters and whatnot. There's a lot of clubs that are really big into that. And then, of course, other activities and whatnot, so... I know Porter County over there, they got a bunch of money, and they're real active in, what's the word I'm trying to think of? VE testing and whatnot, and doing ham crams and things like that. So, and I think they're doing emergency services, too, because they got a trailer that they put together to play radio out of and also use it during emergencies.
I was reading an article about Taiwan. There's a lot of people now that are getting their ham license because of the fact that I guess it's not real hard to screw up Taiwan's communications with cables with the rest of the world on the bottom of whatever ocean that is where it's at. So, a lot of people are switching to ham radio and internet because they're sending people to prison if they accidentally screw that their communication cables up on the bottom of their ocean there. So mercy.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. That's what gets a lot of people on ham radio around here, too. They realize or have been through a situation where everything went down except for ham radio or radio of some sort. And then they catch wind of ham radio, and voila, they are now ham radio operators. But what a lot of them need to realize, which I think happens more often, unfortunately, is they don't ever get on the radio. And expect to know what to do when everything hits the fan. But it's what these nets are for, is to get people that are mic shy or don't really want to be on the radio that much, but at least check into the nets, then you at least know your radio's working. So that's why I try to help out with radio checks and whatnot. Try to be honest and let everybody know how they sound and how well it's working, if they move or change power, what kind of difference it makes. It's quite helpful when you're trying to figure out how your equipment works.
BLP.
Too late, Dave.
Well, BSK's as late as I am. We had an EMA meeting.
I should have just put you guys in there anyway, but that's kind of cheating.
Well, we ended it about 6 minutes ago.
Well, you hadn't been talking to Mike for 7 minutes.
Yeah, but I already hit close on the ham.live, so I can't add more to it, unfortunately. Next time, I'll wait a little bit longer.
Did you hear her?
I did not.
So, speak up.
There you go. There you go. Got to be home in time for the neck. It's all important.
Well, it was a short meeting, too, but we got out of there and we got Franklin Street Bridge closed. So we had to, you know, take a scenic route through Canada and all the other side streets there to get across town. Then I had to stop at the grocery store on the way home, and that was brutal bringing out bags of groceries. So, but we were here in spirit if we weren't here by count.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Life gets in the way. That's what I always say.
We did have two new members, or two, what do you call it? Prospects, probation? Yeah. To our meeting anyway, so yeah, we need to get more membership.
Oh well, that's good. Are they ham radio operators?
Yeah, I should have said probably not.
Well, your mission is clear. You got two new prospects to make ham radio operators.
I want to start doing that. Shame on me for not.
Doing what?
I'm checking the siren stations out. I'm over here on the east end of LaPorte, over by the factories. I don't know if you have people over here or not.
I guess for a fourth, you don't have to do EMA to do the sirens. Just listen Saturday morning.
I could do that. That wouldn't be a problem. I'd love to do it. I keep dragging my feet on it. I need to start, but, yeah, I'm over here toward the end of Factory Street.
I know I got Hal Met and at least a couple others over there.
Yeah, when you're coming down Lincoln Way head to Walmart, you can either turn to the left or turn to the right. If you turn to the right, you'll go into Hal Met's parking lot. Turn to the left, you go to the end of the street, and that's where I am.
Somebody else just doubled in there. Stand by saying, okay, other station, bring it on.
That was probably me. I am running low on power tonight. Let me see if I have it. Yeah, I was just asking. I didn't know there was one at Hal Met there. That would be perfect. You should be able to hear that one, no problem, and be able to tell if it's going roundy, roundy. Am I not making it in?
Yeah, you made it in. I haven't read any response.
He's probably eating.
Kurt, you're full quiet and you're good.
You're eating, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See? Life gets in the way.
Well, we were going to have beef stew. Now she decided she's making an omelet, so she's making eggs, pancakes, and sausage. But in the meantime, I got hungry, so I grabbed a couple of White Castle out of the freezer.
Hey, that's almost what I had last night. We had eggs and pancakes, but we didn't have any sausage.
Well, are you a vegetarian?
Not even a little bit.
Where's the beef, man? Where's you come up on Helmet, if you turn to the left at Helmet and go down Cook Street, I'm at the end of the street down there. I don't know what kind of sirens are over in my end of town.
I just said Helmet's got a siren.
Okay, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear that. Okay. Well, put me down for Helmet then.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, Mike, all you got to do is listen for it, and then you should be able to tell if that's a rotating one, which I can't remember. You should be able to tell if it's rotating, you know, gets quiet and loud, quiet and loud. And you just let them know that, that it's working or if it's not working.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I don't think I can screw that up.
Right from your lazy boy.
Hey, there is a way to screw that up. I don't have to look at it. The one is about half mile away from my house. The warble, the high-low, and it's constant with the Doppler effect. You got to listen close to which one you're listening to.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine if you're too close to two of them. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, this is the second Saturday of the month at 11 o'clock.
No, first Saturday of every month.
Okay, first Saturday, got that. Check in on this from Peter.
Well, since Dave's meeting, I'll answer. Yes, this repeater, 10:30, siren start at 11. The next one will be February 7th, so next Saturday.
Okay, I got it.
And that's that too, Mike, if you announce, if you do any of the information part of that preamble I sent you, every month you'll have to change the siren testing date and the club meeting date within that preamble.
Okay, all right. Well, I can mess up one man brain, but I think I can do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll be just fine. Like I said, you don't have to do any of the announcements if you don't want to. If I was home, I'd probably do the announcements for you if you felt more comfortable with that. But even if I'm not, you can just do check-ins if you like. Like I said, if I don't announce the Hamfest, that's the only thing I'd like to have announced. Other than that, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, no. No, I want to do it right. Do it right or don't do it at all.
Oh, boy. And then it might be a completely different net because I'm not sure I ever do it right.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it my way and it's gonna be right.
There you go.
If you wanna hear the BS for the evening, I don't know how everybody stands between the three of us on the 2A topic.
I don't know. I am pro 2A.
Some Karen, I guess you're going to call her, her last term in office, she gets House Bill 130. She's trying to make it mandatory that pediatricians now quiz the parents and everybody that your weapon is secured, locked up with a cable through it and all that. It's part of your pediatric infant physical, any environment in which he's exposed. the failure to do so was 2.5 years in jail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've tried that before. I don't think it went through. But, yeah, they're giving your doctors the ability to pry into your personal life.
The first I heard of it, they can take their prying with a pry bar and not tell them where to put it.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it won, you know, that it passed and actually became any kind of anything. But if they're trying again, it doesn't surprise me. They try that stuff over and over and over again. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that either. There could be jail time in my future if that's the case.
You grow up like kids are supposed to grow up. This is a hammer. You don't hit your fingers with it. This is a stove. You don't touch it. This is a gun. You don't touch it unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, totally agree. I do have mine in a lockbox, you know, that my granddaughter cannot get into. But I'll be darned if I'm going to take the clip out of it, or magazine, sorry, take the magazine out of it and unload it and put a cable through it. I'm not doing that. Somebody breaks into my house, it's going to take me long enough just to get into the box, which is still a quick thing, but it's fractions of a second. I mean, come on, you watch these videos of Minnesota. Fractions of a second, boom, done.
This is a gun. This is my rifle. This is for fun. This is for...
I'm glad I don't have any kids around here because my house would fail. But behind the one pantry door is a 44 Magnum carbine. And if you look under my pillow, there's a 9mm.
I think we had another station chiming in. Go ahead.
Whenever I hear a full metal jacket, I've got to chime in here. This is BB9GY, Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike. 89GY. Not as full quieting as you were earlier. AC9HO. But we did lower your power down a little bit, but you're in there. Got that bacon frying, though. But yeah, yeah, leave that to Mike. Full Metal Jacket. I don't think I've ever watched that movie all the way through. I really need to do that.
Yeah, you really do. It's pretty special. I know you guys were talking serious, but I'll let you go. But I'll sit on the side here. But I heard that. I had to chime in.
Oh. you're talking to the wrong guy if we're talking serious. I don't know if we all the three of us know anything serious, so. Oh, but yeah, thanks for chiming in. We like that.
That guy before he Lee Ermey, before he died, he made an appearance over at the gun shop where I used to work in Illinois.
Is that the sergeant?
We have a sign up on the when you walk in, just look straight ahead, and there's two types of people. People that carry weapons and victims.
Ain't that the truth? Is that the sergeant, the drill sergeant?
His real name is Lee Ermey. He died a few years back.
Yeah, yeah, I remember hearing about that. But yeah, that comment's so true, Dave. A lot of people don't understand, but, I mean, I get it. If it's not your thing, that's great. It doesn't mean it's not everybody's thing.
I've got a little comment here.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you tell an idiot to stop doing something stupid, they get kicked off every single time.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. But unfortunately, that's the world we live in these days. Probably always has been, but it's like magnified by media and mainly social media.
I just thought I'd put that in there. 89
G1. 10-9, okay.
Kind of like the movie, let me see if I have it. It's kind of like the movie Sixth Sense. They don't know. They're idiots.
That's one I heard was, they're thinking of all the answers. Hell, they don't even know what the questions are.
10-9, okay.
Come in, 9 DLP, go Mike.
I remember back years ago, I sold cooking vacuum sweepers, and I went in this guy's house to sell them, one to him and his wife, and they come up with a conversation. He lived in a bad part of town, and his house had been broke into, and he'd had several guns stolen out of his home. They took me around his house and he showed me all the guns he had that had been stolen. And they didn't get this one. And they didn't get this one. And they didn't get this one. And then, okay, hey.
That's funny.
Don't leave out the legal food. Fast of all this too. I love it when some guy shoots a breaks into his house, he shoots the guy out of self-defense to protect his family, and the lawyers get a hold of it, and the suspect sues him for getting shot. It's like, you know, how do you know what his intentions were? I woke up and he's in my house.
Good one. Another one is, let me see if I have it. Another one is, you must value your things over life. And no, the person breaking into the house values your things over their life.
Very true.
I have a shotgun right next to my bed all the time.
And a Mossberg riot pump under mine, so.
All right, gentlemen, before this conversation keeps me up all night, 4:30 comes quick, so I'm going to jump out of here. Nice chatting with you guys. Mike, nice chatting with you. Hope to hear you on here more now that your radio's working for you. So we'll say 73. This will be my last one. We'll talk to you guys later. AC9HO.
I'm going to get dinner. 73, Kirk, talk to you later. W9DLP.
I gotta cook supper. It's almost 9 o'clock and I haven't started cooking yet. I'm out here too. 73s, everybody. N9 okay, clear.
Good night all.